Unit 8, page 80, Culture, Exercise 2.
1. Robben Island, South Africa. Robben Island is known all over the world because of one of its former prisoners. From 1964 until 1982, this island prison, 11 kilometers off the coast of Cape Town, was home to perhaps the most famous prisoner in the world, Nelson Mandela, who in 1994 became the first black president of his country. Robben Island was used mainly for political prisoners, and more than 3,000 of them spent time there before it was finally closed in 1996. These days, it is a museum, and it is visited by thousands of tourists each year. 2. Alcatraz, U.S. Another island that was home to a prison is Alcatraz, which is situated 2 kilometers off the coast of San Francisco. Probably America's most well-known prison, Alcatraz had many famous inmates, such as the gangster Al Capone and Robert Birdman Stroud, a murderer who was also one of the country's biggest experts on birds. Alcatraz closed in 1963, and in its 29 years of being a prison, no one ever escaped, although 36 prisoners tried. These days, it is open to the public, and tourists can take a short boat ride across the San Francisco Bay to visit it. 3. The Tower of London, UK. The Tower of London, which was built in the 11th century, is now one of the city's most popular tourist attractions, with people coming from all over the world to see the crown jewels that are kept inside it. However, up until the mid-20th century, it was a prison and home to many famous prisoners, including King Henry VI and two of King Henry VIII's wives, Anne Boleyn and Catherine Howard, who were also both executed in the tower. Visitors see the cells and enjoy interactive displays that show what life was like in this ancient prison. 4. Château d'If, France. Although Château d'If is a real island, most people know of it because of a fictional prisoner. The island prison, which is situated off the coast of Marseille in the south of France, was home to many criminals from the mid-17th century to the end of the 19th century. But it is really famous for one prisoner who was never actually there. In his novel, The Count of Monte Cristo, French author Alexandre Dumas tells the story of Edmond Dantès, an innocent man who is sent to the prison for a crime he did not commit. In the book, Dantès manages to escape, something that no prisoner was ever able to do in real life. 5. Devil's Island, French Guiana. Devil's Island is off the coast of French Guiana in the Caribbean. For the 100 years that it was open, it was known as one of the toughest prisons in the world, and fewer than 25% of all prisoners who went there left the island alive. The prison was set in the middle of a jungle, and the waters around it were full of man-eating sharks, which made escape almost impossible. One man who managed to escape and write a book about his experiences was Henri Charrière, and the movie Papillon tells his story. Since it was closed in 1953, Devil's Island has become a tourist attraction for passengers on the many cruise ships that passed nearby.